Welcome to the Pitch Perfect Spurs podcast, where we talk about match reviews that either make us jump in joy or jump out the window. The latest Tottenham Hotspur news to piss about, transfer news that makes us deluded to win a trophy, and of course, hoping opposition clubs like Arsenal to burn down to the ground. Join me, your host at Tagalog Hotspur, through the ups and downs of supporting this football club. Come on, you Spurs!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pitch Perfect Spurs podcast, where you are guaranteed 100% goal reviews, giggles, and glory. And now today is not a day of reckoning. We have been annihilated. We have been sauteed, cooked, and probably destroyed at St. James Park. It was like history all over again. It's the history of Tottenham when we had that 6-1 held against us. And it felt like it throughout the game. The moment that the first whistle, not really even the first whistle, the moment that there was a card that was given to Van de Ven for talking towards the ref, which I thought at that time was the sign of the times. It was the start of something new, like High School Musical for Newcastle. And we just didn't turn up. We didn't play our football well. We didn't capitalize on having those clinical edges when it comes to finishing, because Werner did miss like a couple of chances in the early half. And we were just toothless. Like in front, we were backless at defense. And at the middle, we're just too spread out. We're just so disjointed, everyone. And I don't know what to say, because the moment that Pedro Porro did that last ditch defending against Isak, when Isak was about to get his hat trick and he pulled his hamstring and he's probably injured for the next game, which I'll hope he'll go on by, because the moment that Emerson played on the position of Pedro Porro, it was all hell let loose, and it was shocking defending. And most of the times we have been playing with two men behind on a high line, and we're relying on Van de Ven, who literally cost us the game for two goals, and Romero against like four attackers on a counter attack where we're doing the possession thingy. It's just not a good game on the office. Ancho said it. It's just a bad day for us. But oh yeah, I even forgot my own show. We'll start with the goal reviews. So first, we had some missed chances with Timo Werner, with two fantastic chances where he skied it high, like sky high, where Brennan Johnson and James Maddison passed it perfectly in front of him to score. And this probably cost us the game also, where Gordon did a good long ball that passes through to Isak, who made Mickey Van de Ven tumble like Dark Souls. Like he literally tumbled like Dark Souls when we're facing like that monster. Yeah, he tumbled like that Dark Souls thingy, and he tumbled like Jack and Jill went up the hill, man. And the hill, man. It was a good goal. What do you want me to talk about? It's Also, Gordon did another assist to pass after 95 seconds later to score. So yeah. And then Pedro Porro did the back pass, which oh man, did the duck pass to attempt to recover the close ranges from Newcastle. Overall, just Newcastle just beat us both tactically, physically, and every types of Cali in the world. Porro got injured, and then Emerson played in, and that was the end. I couldn't do anything. The fans couldn't do anything. I don't think it just disrupts. Emerson just disrupts the game. He doesn't play well, and then most of the times when we're caught, he just couldn't run as fast going back to defend, and he's just found there in the midfield. So we're like probably playing like a 2-5-3 position, which is like high line and everything and all, and attacking possessive possession football. It's just Ange has to make something about it, you know. He can't just rely on the high line and make plan A better. And if he wants to do plan A better, then show it on the pitch, I guess. And this shows how he could be naive, or how people would judge him and would probably say that Ange out. I'm not Ange out. I think that he deserves more time. I just think that in some situations, the high line doesn't work, man. We can't just play high line with the players that we have. And speaking about the players, this is how important that we buy strikers, attackers, forwards in the next summer window. Because you could see in the past like 5 games, even at the teams that we're supposed to beat, we struggle. And it always takes the second half to score, because we struggle on clinically finishing it on the first half, or even just clinically finishing at all, or striking the ball. And yeah, the defense is not defending well, and I do understand that maybe Van de Ven and Romero has been playing well, and this is maybe their head gets like messy. But if you're a fan, these are the games that matter. These are the games that makes you top four. These are the games that you need to have the form to face Arsenal, to face Liverpool, to face Man City, to face Chelsea by the end of the season. And with this performance, we could probably lose at Chelsea again. With this performance, we're going to get battered 5-0 by Arsenal on the first half. And we're going to get touched at home over and over again. And of course, Anfield. We never get points at Anfield. So we need as much points as we can get. And now we're in a pickle where we somehow hope Arsenal would win against Aston Villa, so that we could stay points, like we could be even on points. But it doesn't matter, because we have harder fixtures, and with this form, we just couldn't play well, man. We just couldn't use this football, especially with the upcoming bigger teams. And that's the frustration among fans. And I think that we can't do anything about it. These are the players that Ange gets, and they are playing, and I am proud of what he gets. And this is what I'll tell you all: if we don't get top four, I won't be mad about it. And now I'm still frustrated, and I'm still pissed about how we lost. We just didn't show any heart in it. The players didn't show that they didn't care for the game. they just let their heads, they just focus on the heads under their belts instead of the heads they have on their head. And we didn't deserve to win. That's what I'm gonna say. When you address it on the window, they have to address it for the next 18 days before we face Arsenal at home. And this just shows that we could actually choke it. But I do, even though the past performances, I'm just a happy clapper. I just hope that Ange will make things right for all of us. Thank you all for listening. I know you're disappointed and you're frustrated. I know you're probably saying Ange out or Van der Ven's useless or Werner out or Son is overrated or Johnson is useless and so on and so forth. But in the end of the day, there are players and we have to support them. We have to remember where we belong. What season we had last season. And even though I'm still frustrated now, I'm still trying to move on from it. We move on to the next game. Hope that take care all of you all. Be sure to check out my next episode about the North London Derby. We're gonna make this a greatest episode we'll ever make. And yeah. Love you all. Take care all. Move on and come on you Spurs.